You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Just like God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574. Now stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor David Ewers at Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word and healing. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited about God. I'm excited about this day. I believe that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I know you're here once again, and I just want to thank you for listening in. And I believe that something is going to be said today that's going to inspire you. I just want to encourage you and let you know that God is on your side. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are more than a conqueror. Remember that the Lord is on your side. What can man do unto you? If God be for you, who can be against you? So I just encourage you now that as you plug into this teaching today, that whatever we talk about, that you can implement it into your life. Amen. Well, I don't own the rights to this music here that you're playing, but I just want to kind of give you a taste of, you know, my home country, Jamaica. Glory to God. Just want to shout out to Jamaica there. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to get right into the word of the living God. I ask you just to bow your heads with me. Father God, I thank you, and I bless you, and I give you the glory, and I give you the honor, and I magnify your holy name, Father God. You are exalted far above the heavens. You're sweet. You're lovely. You're beautiful. And we honor you, Father God. You are our Abba, Father, our Adonai, our Elohim, our El Shaddai. We thank you, Father God, that we can come boldly before your throne in the name of Jesus. Knowing, Lord God, Father God, that anything we ask, Lord God, according to your will, we know that you hear us. So we, Father God, we ask, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, for your people, Lord God, that are listening. People come with so many different needs, Lord God. We pray those that are sick in body. We speak and declare divine health, healing and wholeness. You said you sent your word and you healed and you delivered them from all the destructions. But also, Father God, I declare, Lord God, for those, Lord God, Father God, that want a deeper walk with you, Father God, we ask, Lord God, to may place within them an appetite for your word, an appetite for you, Father God, that we may become acquainted with you. We bless you, Father God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we ask now, God, all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray. And every person says, amen, 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 amen. I just want to kind of give you a little taste of where I was born in the island of Jamaica. And I love to worship God in my own dialect, in my unique way, where I was brought up. All right, so we're so thankful that you're here. Again, once again, I just want to say that I'm thankful that you're joining in with us. And I believe that this is a church. Maranatha is a church. Actually, the word, I'm sure you're probably asking, what does that name mean, Maranatha? It actually means come quickly, Lord Jesus, or Jesus is coming soon. So everything that we do is to prepare the saints for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are a church of worship, the word, and healing. And I believe that as you come into an establishment like this, your life will never, ever be the same. For those men that you're looking for a place where you can grow and where you can be instructed in the things of God. We have a character building class every Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. And this gives us an opportunity to speak into the lives of men. Right now, we're going through the book of Proverbs and just having practical teachings and applications of how to live a life of wisdom, distinguishing the difference between a foolish person and a wise person. The Word of God says wisdom is the principal thing. So we've just been doing some practical teaching on that. And also, I will encourage the women to come and to be a part of this ministry. We're a growing ministry. We're expanding. Right now, we're in the process of obtaining our own building. I believe there is some exciting things that are going on in Maranatha. And I want you to go on our website, Maranatha Inter, MARANATHAINTER.org, to get information about our vision, where we're going, our mission, how we're going to get it done. And just look us up. Just look us up. You also could call us at 561-383-6574. Amen? All right. Good, good, good. Now, this Sunday, I want you to come and to be a part of our service. Our Sunday service at 10 a.m. every Sunday. And the address is right there on the website. If you need further information, call us again at 561-383-6574. I know some of you said, yeah, I really would like this ministry seems interesting. I really would like to experience it. And you said it in your heart that you wanted to come, but you never made the steps. But now this Sunday, I want to see you this Sunday. And I believe that your life will never, ever be the same. Amen? Okay, good. Now, we've been teaching on the subject hindrance to our prayer. Could it be that there are hindrance to our prayer? And I believe that we have kind of exhausted this list. It could still go on more and more, but I have 7 points that we were talking about, 7 hindrances to our prayers. We start off by talking about doubt. You think doubt is a hindrance to your prayer? You've been praying, but you've been praying in doubt. And God is saying, no, I want you to pray in faith. The scriptures declare that in Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 23 and 24, he says, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and what? Yes, do not doubt in your heart. And if you believe those things which you say, you shall have whatsoever you say. So doubt plays an intricate role, and we have to remove doubt. The second thing that we talked about was fear. Fear is the breathing ground for where the enemy operates. The scripture declares that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And God says, remove the fear. When you're praying, remove the fear, and you'll see great and wonderful things happen through your prayer life. The third thing we talked about was unbelief. It was very interesting that, you know, Jesus, the Son of God, he went back to his own country. And the scripture says that he could not do many miracles because of unbelief. In other words, he wanted to do some miraculous signs and wonders in the lives of the people. But because of the atmosphere was breathing unbelief, he could not. He was limited. So the unbelief in your life could limit and also become a hindrance to you hearing and getting answers to your prayer. I'm just going to go through it real quick here. We talked about unforgiveness. We have to forgive those that, you know, we have held up in our heart. The scripture says that if we don't forgive, then the Lord will not forgive us. We also talked about sin. That's a word that a lot of people don't want to talk about. We have to live a life that is free of sin. That David says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. And then there's another scripture that says that if I regard sin or iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So that's a hindrance. And that's definitely a hindrance. We also talked about wrong motives. And then today we're going to talk about bitterness. Bitterness. Now, when we look at this word bitterness, when we're praying and we may have bitterness, someone may have wronged us, we have experienced a disappointment of being treated unfairly. And as a result, bitterness has now seeped into our heart. And that is a hindrance. And that's the hindrance number seven that we're going to talk about today. Now, first of all, let's look at how God is. When I look at the Word of God describes Jesus, our Heavenly Father, as being sweet. I believe he's called the Rose of Sharon. Jesus is called the Rose of Sharon. And I believe that everything about Jesus Christ is very sweet. I believe in Psalms 34 and 8, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." So we see that God, everything about God is sweetness, and he wants to remove the bitterness from our lives. Now, first of all, let's define this word bitterness. Bitterness. Like I said before, bitterness, it means anger and a disappointment at one being treated unfairly. It also gives you the idea of resentment. In some of the definitions, we see bitterness is a lack of sweetness, a lack of sweetness. And we see also the words, like for instance, the Hebrew words and also Greek words that gives a definition of bitterness. Now, let's look first of all at the Hebrew word, which is the Old Testament. The word for bitterness in the Old Testament is mara, M-A-R-A-H, M-A-R-A-H. And it speaks of being what? Angry. There's a resentment on the inside of you. We see this word mara is actually used in Exodus chapter 15, verses 23. And I want you to turn with me because I believe that as we kind of go through the studies, I'm going to dig a little deeper into these words, bitterness. And by the end, we're going to pray that God will remove the bitterness from our lives and that we'll have an effectual prayer. All right. So the Old Testament word is what again? You got it. Mara. Mara. Now let's look at the first time this word was being used, Mara. This is what is called the law of first mentions. So anytime you have the law of first mentions, it gives you an accurate depiction of what that word is trying to convey by going back to the first time it is used. And the first time it was used is in Exodus chapter 15, verses 23 to 25. Now, first of all, let's look at the start of verse 18. It says, "Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor." When I have gained honor, actually, chapter 15. What am I doing here? Chapter 15. All right. Let's start verse 20. And it says, "Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances." Now catch this picture here. Moses just came through the Red Sea. Pharaoh was coming after Moses. Moses came to the Red Sea. He said, "Okay, God, what's the deal here?" God says, "Stretch forth your rod." He stretched forth the rod. The Red Sea opened. They went through on dry ground. Pharaoh is now coming after them. When he gets to the other side, the Lord closes the Red Sea on them. Now, as a result, there was a jubilation. There was a joyous time because they were now delivered out of the hands of Pharaoh, delivered out of Egypt. Egypt speaks of bondage. Egypt speaks of sin. And now they're in a place where they're on the other side. Now, Miriam, which is Moses' sister, now takes a tambourine. I kind of miss those days of tambourine. Growing up in Jamaica, where you hear the tambourine and the old mothers is just going off in the tambourine. Well, anyway, that's another story. So you see Miriam now. Look closely now. Miriam now takes that tambourine and begins to start singing. He begins to start singing to the Lord. So I believe the song goes like it says, "For he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and its rider. Has thrown them into the sea." And she's just singing and she's just singing. Now, let's catch up and pick up on Exodus chapter 15, verse 22. And it says, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. We got that. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. Yeah, Shur, right. And they went 3 days. How many days? Yes, 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. So now they just came out of a victorious situation. They've just been dancing and just been having a joyous time. And now they have traveled how many days? Yes, 3 days into the wilderness. Hot, sticky, no water, no nothing. Now, in verse 23, it says, and when they came to Mara, you remember we talked about it? What's the word for bitterness? You got it. Mara. When they came to Mara, they could not drink the waters of Mara, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Mara. You see that? Mara. Now, let's go down to 24. The people now complained against Moses. It's your fault. Look how you brought us out of Egypt to bring us into this. Now we're gonna starve to death, and we're not gonna have any water to drink. It's your fault, Moses. Can you kind of see how they're just kind of pointing their finger at Moses? 25. So he cried out to the Lord. Who? Moses. Yeah. He cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Showed him a what? Yes. He showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statue and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. Now, let's kind of picture this now. So they've gone, 3 days without water. They finally get to a place where they see water. So, oh my God, I have something that is water that's going to finally quench my thirst. When they begin to start sipping it and tasting of it, it was bitter. And they call the place Mara. Now we see now in this picture, if you look closely, you can see Jesus. Because the bitterness speaks of a life of bitterness. Or someone may have wronged you and now you have bitterness. You went to church and you were trying to finally catch yourself together, and now someone made you very angry. A family member made you angry. A co-worker made you angry. Your boss made you angry. Whoever it is, it did something to you. And as a result, you were bitterness. Now look at this picture now. God says, now how do you handle bitterness? He says, they took a tree. And when they had cast the tree into where? Yes, the water. The waters were made sweet. Now, this tree depicts the cross of Jesus Christ and the work that he has done for you. He died on the cross for each one of us, so we don't have to go through bitterness. So when the cross or the action of what Jesus Christ is now applied to your life of bitterness, it makes your bitter life sweet. Oh, I've never seen it like that. I'm glad you've seen it. That's what you call revelation. Revelation. So we see here that this word, the first word, is called what? Mara. And that's the first time it was used, is when they threw the tree into the water, and that water now became sweet. So God wants us to get rid of what? Yes, bitterness. Bitterness. Now, talked about the Old Testament. Let's go over to the New Testament. The New Testament, we see that is this word bitterness comes from the word pikria, P-I-K-R-I-A. P-I-K-R-I-A. It also gives you the idea of acridity. It speaks of poison. When you look at the root word of that pikria, it gives you an idea of piercing and sharp. I grew up in Jamaica, like I said before, and we used to grow up on these remedies, you know, like these vines that were growing on the tree. For those that maybe from the island, or even over here, you probably know of the of Circe. It was basically a green vine that actually you can look and you sometimes on your fences, grows on your fences, and you actually boil that down. And when you drink that Circe, it's very good for you. But it's one thing it's known for is for being what? Very bitter. very bitter. And if you're not used to it, you literally could spit it out of your mouth. All right? So the New Testament word, it comes from the word picaria, bitterness. And now let's look at how it is used. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31. I'm going to give you some chance to kind of turn with me because I want you to see this. Now let's look at verse 25. It says, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth to his neighbor, for we are members of one another. We have to remember that. We're members of one another. We are our brother's keeper. 26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not be angry and what? Do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. So what happens now? When we get angry, when we are bitterness, what we're actually doing is that we're giving what? Place to the devil. We're giving him a platform of where he could work in our lives. That's the reason why we have to what? Get rid of bitterness. Now, let's look. Go down a little bit more. 28, it says, let him steal no longer, but rather him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give who has need. 29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good and necessary and edifying, or for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed by the day of redemption. 31, this is the part I want you to highlight. And this is where picaria is being used. And I want you to listen closely here. It says, let all bitterness, you see that word? Let all bitterness, or let all picaria, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you. What do you mean by put away? It means, it comes from the word aerio, A-I-A-I-R-O, where you get the word air. It means to lift up and to take away. All right. So let all bitterness be lift up and be taken away from you. We also see in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 15, this word picaria is used when it says there is a root of bitterness, a root of picaria. Now, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31. It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to another. In other words, put away the bitterness and let this take its place. What takes its place? Be kind to one another. Tender-hearted to one another. In other words, being sympathetic to one another. Forgiving one another. Even as God in Christ forgave you. So we see the first definition of bitterness is what? Yes, mara. And the second definition is picaria. And then the second definition tells us that we need to put away all picaria, put all bitterness. If we want to have an effective prayer life, we have to examine. David was a person that he says, look in my heart, Lord, see if there be any wicked way in me, and remove picaria, remove mara from me. Now, a lot of times when we see this word is being used, it gives you the condition of a soul. Bitterness of the soul. Bitterness of the soul. Now, we look at, for instance, like an example where this woman, a Canaanite woman, I just want to kind of give you an idea of how she had every right to be bitter, but she was not bitter. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Let's read it together. So Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried to him, saying, okay, what does she have to say to Jesus now? She says, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed. So she had a legitimate problem that was going on the inside of her. With her daughter. 23. And he answered her not a word. Hold on one second. What do you mean that he answered another word? This woman, she persevered, and she did not allow bitterness to seep in. And she had about 3 or 4 chances to be bitter because of the response of Jesus. Let's look at the first one. First of all, the scripture said in verse 23, he answered her not a word. That's the first thing. Second thing, his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away. The people of God, the people that's supposed to have the answers for it, says, send her away. That's the second thing. I probably would have been bitter after that. Now, let's read a little further. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of Israel, of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshiped him and saying, Lord, help me. How in the world can you worship after that? But she was determined that no bitterness was going to enter into her. Now, let's look at the third one, the third point. But he answered her and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Wait a minute. How dare you call me a dog? But you think that stopped her? She still not get bitter. But she realized that if she just maintained her level, a life free of bitterness. At the end, in verse 28, the scripture says that Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be as you desire. Well, man, I have so many things to go over, but my time has come to an end. But the point I was trying to make, we're going to go ahead and finish it up next week. But I believe that something has been said. You may have something that's in your heart, and you may have held up someone in your heart. Remove that bitterness. God wants to throw the tree. He wants to introduce sweetness and instead of the bitterness. Bitterness against others. So, Father God, we pray now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ for your people, Lord God. Let this be a time, Lord God, where we examine ourselves and we look on the inside. And Father God, and we remove, Lord God, any type of bitterness, Lord God, in our life. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that this word has gone forth. Let them be able to just apply this word, Lord God, to their lives, Lord God, that as we pray, we'll have an effective prayer life. We thank you and we praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ and we pray. Now, I want to, like I said before, I want to invite you out to this Sunday to worship with us. Also call us at 561-383-6574. May God richly bless you is my prayer. And we declare shalom. May the peace of God, may the grace of God abide upon you. May the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob rest upon you. The blessings of Ephraim and Manasseh will rest upon you all the days of your life. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you.
A church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.